Listening Library presents Blubber by Judy Bloom, read for you by Hallie Pfeiffer. Chapter 1. It's very foolish to laugh if you don't know what's funny in the first place. My best friend Tracy Wu says I'm really tough on people. She says she wonders sometimes how I can like her. But we both know that's a big joke. Tracy's the best friend I'll ever have. I just wish we were in the same fifth grade class. My teacher is Mrs. Minish. I'm not crazy about her. She hardly ever opens the windows in our room because she's afraid of getting a stiff neck. I never heard anything so dumb. Some days our room gets hot and stuffy and it smells, like this afternoon. We've been listening to individual reports on the mammal for almost an hour. Donna Davidson was standing at the front of the room reading hers. It was on the horse. Donna has this thing about horses. I tried hard not to fall asleep, but it wasn't easy. For a while I watched Michael and Irwin as they passed National Geographic back and forth. It was open to a page full of naked people. Wendy and Caroline played tic-tac-toe behind Wendy's notebook. Wendy won 3 games in a row. I wasn't surprised. Wendy is a very clever person. Besides being class president, she is also group science leader, recess captain, and head of the Goldfish Committee. Did Mrs. Minish notice anything that was going on, or was she just concentrating on Donna's boring report? I couldn't tell from looking at her. She had a kind of half-smile on her face, and sometimes she kept her eyes closed for longer than a blink. To make the time go faster, I thought about Halloween. It's just 2 days away.